You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, on April 14th, a 32-year-old woman from Mansfield passed away in the Richland County Jail. The cause of death was fentanyl intoxication. Before we begin, a quick message. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum, blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. The Richland School of Academic Arts is now enrolling for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Click the link in our show notes or head to therichlandschoolofacademicarts.us to learn more. Now our feature story. On April 14th, Candace Crows, a 32-year-old woman from Mansfield, passed away in the Richland County Jail. The cause of death, determined by an autopsy performed by the Montgomery County Coroner's Office, was fentanyl intoxication. According to Captain Chris Blunk, the jail administrator at the Richland County Sheriff's Office, Crows was pronounced dead at Ohio Health Mansfield Hospital at 9:52 a.m. after being transported due to a medical emergency. Bob Ball, the chief investigator for the county coroner's office, explained that the amount of fentanyl in Crows' system was lethal. Fentanyl is a powerful synthetic opioid, significantly more potent than morphine and heroin. According to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, it's used medically as an analgesic and anesthetic, but has become a major factor in the opioid epidemic due to its high potency and potential for overdose. In 2021, over 70,000 people in the United States died from drug overdoses involving fentanyl, marking the highest number of such deaths recorded and highlighting a significant increase from previous years. The DEA reports that illicit fentanyl, often manufactured in foreign labs and smuggled into the U.S. through Mexico, is being mixed with other drugs and sold in various forms, including counterfeit pills. Candace Crows had been sentenced on April 11th to 1 year in prison at the Ohio Reformatory for Women in Marysville for a felony escape conviction. However, the transfer had not yet happened since the jail was awaiting a written order from the court, which was issued on April 15th. Crows had been in the county jail since February 5th. Her death was not the only recent incident at the Richland County Jail. Less than a month later, on May 7th, another inmate, Rebecca Westfield, was pronounced dead following a medical emergency. Both deaths are currently under investigation. Next, some Ohio history. Did you know that the Great Serpent Mound in Ohio is a National Historic Landmark and became one of just 25 UNESCO World Heritage Sites located in North America last month? This 1,330-foot-long effigy has been speculated to depict a serpent swallowing an egg or the moon. The mound's charcoal dates to around 1000 AD, suggesting the fort ancient peoples may have constructed it. While historians and researchers speculate, the exact reason for its existence remains a mystery. Now an event that you should know about. Tonight at 5:30, head over to Prohibition at the Caverns for an evening of themed food, drinks, and a film. The movie today will be the classic coming-of-age tale, Dirty Dancing, featuring Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. For more information and reservations, check out prohibitiondining.com. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Gary Jolet of Ashland. Gary was born in East Point, Georgia in 1951 and served in the U.S. Air Force from 1973 to 1977. Gary worked in various fields, including factory work, security, and truck driving. He spent 28 years at Custom Hoist before joining the Ohio State University as a security officer. A devout member of the First Baptist Church in New London, he later joined the American Legion. Married to Donna Webb since 2004, they enjoyed traveling, watching movies, and caring for their Shih Tzus, Bear and Baby. He volunteered as a firefighter and coached sports. Gary is survived by his wife, Donna, children, stepson, grandchildren, niece, nephew, and brother. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Gary's life and service. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.